Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Dre Powers.
Just feel a little off. No, not off. More. You know how it is. You go up there, you see everything. The whole universe. And everything here looks so small. We're so small. And then you splash down, what, you go to Applebee's, you know, Monday Night Football, clip your toenails. And all you can think about is,
when can I go back?
That was Natalie Portman, Tig Notaro, and Jeffrey Donovan in the new film Lucy in the Sky. The three play astronauts, members of a select club of people who have experienced life outside of Earth. The film tells the story of the fictional Lucy Cola, one of the first female astronauts to venture into space, and her return to Earth, readjusting to life beneath the stars. Lucy in the Sky is loosely inspired by the real-life story of astronaut Lisa Novak, who infamously drove from Houston to Orlando with the intent of kidnapping the girlfriend of a man with whom she was having an affair. The film is directed by Noah Hawley and stars John Hamm, Ellen Burstyn, and Nick Offerman, among other well-respected actors. In fact, film contributor Dave Lurson says the cast was the only saving grace of the film and prevented it from burning in the atmosphere. He joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in studio to discuss more of his thoughts.
Well, it's very much a tabloid story. I mean, I guess the reality of it, if news accounts are accurate, are very tabloid-ish. And I think the storyline of the movie comes across that way. I mean, there's an inherent tension here, which may reflect reality or not. I mean, you have the idea of women who are astronauts now. That would have been, inconceivable 50 years ago to most people. So on the other hand, you have a woman who's fulfilling the worst female stereotypes of crazy, bonkers, emotional response to a man who rejects her. And she's an astronaut. Well, I guess that could happen. But if you're looking for a strong female empowerment message in this movie, I think it's a mixed message at best.
I agree. And it's interesting because I think had any other actress done it, maybe it would have not remained a mixed message. But I think Natalie Portman is a strong actor. And personally, I've usually and always enjoy the work she's doing. What did you think of her performance and being able to, be the foundation of carrying this story despite how we know it's kind of going to turn out?
Well, the strength of the movie is the cast overall. I began noticing Natalie Portman from the beginning of her career, I guess, with The Phantom Menace. And I think that she's a remarkable actor who, in this role, pushes herself into another area. I've never lived in Texas. I've been there, though. I mean, I think she got the accent down and the cadence of speech, which is one thing. She brings the character as written to life very strongly. And I think that the supporting cast was quite well chosen and well directed. So I would say that the director of this film, who is mostly known for television work, Fargo, some of the stuff I've enjoyed, but his quirky trick bag of stuff that he does seems a little bit adventurous on the small screen. On the big screen, I don't think it worked particularly well.
Yeah, directed by Noah Hawley. As you mentioned, he's known for Legion and Fargo, and this is his debut feature film. You mentioned some of the tricks used by the first-time filmmaker. I thought, for me, it intrigued me and caught my attention. Perhaps I wouldn't feel the same way if I saw the movie a second time, but I was a big fan, particularly of the cinematographer, Polly Morgan.
Well, the movie looked beautiful at points. One of the things that was disappointing to me, if I think about films like 2001 or Gravity, the character Natalie Portman plays is supposed to be bowled over by the immensity of the celestial cosmos. And I see it in her eyes, but I didn't feel it watching the movie.
That's an interesting point, yeah.
Yeah, I think the movie didn't really deliver on that.
What did you think of, it didn't quite get to full fishbowl, but there was a lot of satellite imagery, even in scenes on the ground, not just in space, kind of keeping in mind Lucy's perspective of the Earth. We had blurry edges that would get more and more close to the center as the movie progressed. There was a lot of shifting of aspect ratios, things like that. Do you think it was a way to supplement or maybe a tool to lead the story towards that teetering edge, you know, before we get to the point where Lucy, quote, breaks?
I don't know. I didn't really feel that way while watching the movie. I guess if I wore a watch, I would have been looking at it constantly after about 20 minutes. Because I found the film itself to be kind of boring to watch, even while the cast was performing very well. So to me, there is something not quite working with the filmmaking of it. And maybe it's just I'm troubled by the story in some ways, and maybe I think if you would have had, or the director would have cast someone lesser than Natalie Portman, it could have been a really terrible movie, actually. I think that her and the supporting cast really do serve to elevate it beyond what it might have been.
Right. I think the movie did start off pretty strong at first. You know, as you mentioned, perhaps we didn't feel it through the cinematography as much, but the whole movie is all about how experiencing the cosmos, how going up into space, which obviously very few people here on Earth can empathize with, and how that affects you coming down. I feel like it wanted to start off very sophisticated and all symbolic of that, mm-hmm. and wanting to make us sympathize with Lucy a little more. Not quite say blame her for her actions, like blame it on space, you know, mm-hmm. per se. But it also highlights just inherent things that women know well, and especially during this time in NASA, just the workplace sexism. You know, how much harder she had to work to be a part of missions, to feel like she constantly had to prove herself after coming back down to Earth, and the rejection of not being accepted on missions and, quote, being too emotional, how that affects someone as well.
Well, I mean, we hear things in the news quite often lately about this. The power relationship of men still in many workplaces. I mean, essentially, it looks as if, you know, the male lead in the film, her romantic interest, blocked her promotion, so to speak, or blocked her ability to go on the next mission, choosing instead the woman that he preferred to be with. So I think that's going on. One of the strengths of the movie, I think, is the way it portrays the unique kind of bonding that can occur among groups of people who have a unique experience. I would imagine that the handful of people who've been in space hang out together and bowl, and you know, I mean, because they have something to share with each other that other people really wouldn't be able to understand in quite the same way.
Exactly. How do you think this film stands compared to other films centered on the astronaut experience? You know, our most recent one that I was thinking of, you know, for First Man, Ryan Gosling playing Neil Armstrong, you know, that was a more introspective look at how that can affect a person. And going into this blind, I was hoping, you know, okay, maybe this will be a woman's perspective in the same manner. Obviously, it's a little bit different because of the story that mm-hmm. it evolves into. But where do you think it stands on trying to get audiences to even get a hint of what people go through?
Well, I think it gives a hint. Again, I think it falls short of really bringing us the experience of it when you compare it to some of the greater, you know, movies made in the past, even the recent past, about space exploration, human space exploration. You know, there's a glimpse of it, a whiff of it there. But, I mean, the movie is really more about, you know, her experiences back on Earth. And she is wrestling with somehow, you know, it's all so small seeming to me now after seeing this. And so why does that lead to, you know, the unraveling of her marriage and her, I mean, I don't know. I don't think the movie really fulfills its objectives in that area.
Do you think part of that has to do with screenwriting? Or, again, is it a flaw of just, like, what the story is based on?
Well, I think what the story is based on is you know, doubtful material. I mean, again, I remember hearing about this incident in the news, and I never followed up on it, so I don't really know what really happened there. I couldn't help but thinking, well, you know, why don't you make a more biographical film about it then, instead of fictionalizing it, you know, and then get rid of the stupid name Lucy in the Sky. Lucy was not the name of the real astronaut, so you think that Beatles fans might mistake it for a documentary and buy a ticket. I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, there's just a lot of things that were just not quite there with this film.
You mentioned the supporting cast. We had Dan Stevens, Pearl Amanda Dickinson, Ellen Burstyn, John Hamm, Tig Notaro, Nick Offerman even. I do agree that it elevates the film in that way. Do you think that this film can both be sensitive and sensationalist? Do you think that's what it was kind of going for? Because I feel like it takes an abrupt turn once we get to the point where, okay, this is similar to the news story we've all heard.
Yeah, yes. And again, that's maybe one of the interesting tensions in the film, sensitivity and sensationalism. Can you have both? I guess you can. The movie does give us a bit of both. The sensationalism overtakes it, just maybe by nature of what it is. Could a more sophisticated screenplay have handled this differently? I think so, yeah.
What would your recommendation be? Consider, well, it's, you know, kind of crosses sci-fi, drama, you know. It's
right.
A little mix of everything.
Romantic drama in outer space in part. I mean, I guess there's a genre in the making for that.
Sure.
It's a little bit of both of those things. I don't know. I mean, I found the movie to be disappointing, but I think that if you admire cast members, Ellen Burstyn, Natalie Portman, you know, John Hamm, Don Draper. I mean, it's a great bunch of people who did very well with the material that they were given.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Lurson is the arts and entertainment director of the Shepherd Express newspaper and one of our regular film contributors. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski, and the film Lucy in the Sky is out now.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerines.